I'm very humbled to have that honor. Something you can never take for granted. You know, your peers, the guys who select you that position, they know you better than anyone. They see you at your best, see you at your worst, know your imperfections. So it's an extreme honor for me, and hopefully I can represent the team and the organization as best as I can.
I'm not going to ask you about the Wes Walker suspension, but I'm going to ask you, how do you make sure that what goes into your body is what you know, what goes into your body?
You know, I don't really want to get too much into that. I don't even want to talk about anything of that nature.
Matthew, opening in Miami. I'll try to smoothly change subjects. Opening in Miami is in 2011. Sometimes maybe the conditions might be overstated, but in this case, coming off really the hottest and most humid week of the year in New England, preparing for that game, is that an asset going into Miami, the conditions you're likely to face on Sunday? And if so, how much?
The conditions are only going to affect them as much as we let them affect us. We've got to have the mindset. We're both playing in the same conditions. We're both having to deal with the same set of circumstances. So our mindset has to be to focus on doing what we need to do and not have a long list of excuses ready in our back pocket. So is it going to be hot? Probably. But we've got to go down there and just focus on executing.
How about dealing with the unknown, a season opener, schemes? Teams don't show much in the preseason. And how does experience lend into that?
You know, I think it's key for us to be good at what we do. What we're good at, we need to be able to go out and execute. We need to be able to play good, fundamentally sound football. And obviously there are a lot of things that are out of our control. I'm sure we'll see some things that'll catch us off guard. But we've got to be able to respond, and we've got to be able to just continue to play within what we do.
A lot of emphasis is put on the relationship Tom has with his receivers, how much more comfortable he is this year. You've been around Tom for a long time. How do you get on the same page with him, and how much more comfortable does he seem with the receivers?
I think all of us really have to dedicate ourselves to our craft, and the guys that have had success here have really done that. They've worked at it. That's not something that's going to happen overnight. To gain a guy's trust. And I think the young guys that we have here did a great job of that last year and have continued to do a good job of that this year. So it's really about dedicating yourself to your craft. It's really about getting on the same page with him, putting the extra time in when needed, and hopefully it pays off for us.
How much is there also sometimes when you're a young kid coming in and an intimidation factor?
Yeah. It's hard not to be starstruck, but listen, we're here, we're professionals, we have a job to do. I remember as a rookie, that first day stepping on the field, you know, that's Tom Brady, Randy Moss, eyes all big, but you know, there's a job to be done, and I think the guys have done a good job of understanding that and coming out and working hard at what they're being asked to do. You know, it's very exciting. New beginnings, everybody's got a clean slate, everybody's 0-0, everybody's real hopeful for what the season may hold. So we've got to, you know, channel that enthusiasm and go out and execute our game plan and not let our emotions get the best of us. But at the same time, play with excitement, play for one another, and enjoy the game. It's a game. It was meant to be fun. It was meant to be enjoyed, and we're definitely going to do that.
Are there more butterflies than usual on opening day, regular season?
I think that's safe to say. It's been a while since we've teed it up with records on the line, so there'll definitely be a lot of butterflies going.
They've got some changes in their secondary. What strikes you about the group they've assembled this year?
Oh, they're a very sound group. I mean, they've got some good veteran experience and a good mix of youth in there. Their corners are as good as they get. Both of them very experienced, good players. Their safeties are good players, so there's really no weak link there. So we're going to have to do a good job of preparation. Tom is getting those guys ready to go out and execute, and we've got to bring our A game because they're going to make it hard on us.
One of the things Tom said this morning is that their corners play aggressively, so you've got a lot of tight throws to make, but you've gone against a defense that plays the same way the last 5 weeks in your defense and training camp. Would you agree with that? Has it prepared you well for the kind of corners you're likely to face this Sunday?
It's definitely been good work, but you know, these guys are a totally different animal. It's going to be a different game. We can't assume that because we've gone against XYZ or whoever it may be in practice that it's going to be the same in the game. So we've got to come with the right mindset, be ready to execute, knowing these guys are going to make it tough each and every play.